ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
So Pastor started last week on Ecclesia, telling us what the church means, that Ecclesia means the call out one. Am I right? Are you called? I said, are you called? So the called out ones, we are separated. And he said it's a family. How many of you believe the church is a family?
Yeah.
I'm just going to break it down. So this morning, I'm just going to narrow down on your responsibility to your local church. I'm just going to, God helping me be able to dive it down to that aspect. And it went on and on talking about the universal church. So today, we take it down to what we are. We are part of the universal church. Is that okay? That is the body. So in the body, you have many parts. So we are part of the body. So why we do what we do? You know, it's interesting that it's only in church that people give excuses. And I'm going to shake table. Trust me. How you feel, you'll be better. You'll be okay. You know, being in leadership in church, I see people tell me, I do not say this as a leader, please. I want to talk to you. Let's level up. If you have a function, naturally, when I have function, I don't tell people because my house will be filled. Not because I'm a pastor. If you've ever been to any of my functions, I have other friends that are not members of this church. You know why? I attend people's function. Do you understand what I'm saying? Not only when it is party, even during your down moment, there are weaknesses here. Just this week. Was it Monday? Well, on Tuesday, I was about setting out of my house, and the chief bridesmaid for our wedding called. So, number one, she calls me. When she calls me, we want to gist this. Later in the day, we just gist and talk and catch up and all of that. She just, when I saw the call, so Monday was my daughter's birthday. So I thought, oh, you missed the birthday. You want to bribe me. So I just started talking. You know, she just started crying on the phone. What happened? Sebira just passed on. That is the husband. And I kid you not, I left what I was doing. I turned. And I went straight to her because she told everybody that she wanted to see me. Then we started the ministry. This week, Tuesday to now, I've been there virtually every day. And before this happened, that has been my disposition. It is a family. We grieve together, we rejoice together. Amen? When you are down, see, do you know why depression happens to people? It is the fact that they are lonely. Do you know that when the challenges of life hits you so hard, you might not be able to remember a scripture? Yes. Number one, you'll be blank. That is why it's good for you to develop your spirit man. You don't prepare when the storm arrives. You prepare for this when the storm. You prepare for the storm. See, hear this. If you are praying that prayer, stop it. Storms are part of the equations of life. They balance up life. The level of the storm, you have no control over it. So when you are well fortified, when the storm comes, it gives you an edge. Just like if your house is properly built and there is flood. How many of you know? You stand. That's why the scripture says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So you have taken in a lot by God's word, by good relationship around you. And when the storms of life hit you, if you have the wrong set of people around you, you will do the wrong set of things. I'm speaking from experience. You don't want to dare me, because I looked at some people in their face and I just put them in their size. You know why? I understand what the word of God says. So how do you grow? In the community of believers. We share the word. Somebody needs to hear this. I don't know why. That's not where I'm going, but you need to hear it. You need to surround yourself with positive people. Faith-believing people. Life is full of crisis. Ah, my brother. Life day. And when it happens, so I saw her on Tuesday inside the room. I said, you'll be fine. And I told her, I said, they should leave her, let her cry. I said, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. So let's pick the kids from the school. I said, so you're going to break the news to your children. Don't allow anybody to break the news. You should break the news. Everybody. So I found out that when things happen, people don't know what to do. Hello? So when I got into the place, there was the spirit of fear. And I've learned by experience to take charge. We went to one, was it last month? This month, yeah. I just saw the spirit of fear in the atmosphere. I just told the guy, come, yeah, let's start praying in the spirit. Just started praying. The guy was lying there. I said, stand up. I said, they should give him water. Yeah. And we opened the page. See, motivation cannot sustain you in the days of adversity. 7 steps, 21 steps. Do those that are teaching it, they have problem. Ah. When life hits you, forget those steps. Oh. See, when people are telling you to come and make money, the question is, are they that nice? Don't get this message. The average human being is selfish and greedy. If it is that sweet, he will first make the money before calling you. Let's get back to the service. So when you don't fortify yourself, you don't surround yourself. So when people come to me, they say, PG, you are very strong. After 5 years, I'm not strong. I'm only strong by my association. Because I can bet you, someone is checking up on me daily. So create that environment for yourself. Not because of church. Now, I just said somebody needs to hear that. Create it for you. You will need it. What did I say? You will need it. When it will happen, you don't know. You will need it. Fortify yourself with quality people. People that can stand in the gap for you in the place of prayer. Because when those things happen, you know, you can't utter words. You can't. I've been there. And I'm telling you, see, you're just blank. You're just saying, is this for real? What's going on here? When indeed he said, is it for real? I said, Biola is dead. It's for real. So I made her come to the realization of the fact. Don't live in that realm that you know, at times this faith that we believe, we take it to the extreme. Is that okay? So it is a family. And church is God's plan. Ephesians 3, let's take it from 10. God, church, the local church is God's plan from the foundation of the world. Ephesians 3, 10. It is one of God's major ways that God brings his grace to us, mankind. He said to the intent that Now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and power in the heavenly places. See, that might be made known to the church. You cannot disconnect yourself from a local assembly. Now, COVID came. We're doing virtual service. Some people, they are serving God virtually now. And the question you ask yourself, if the problem of life hit you, will you still be virtual? The scripture is clear. If I say, forsake not the gathering. So somebody is saying, you don't understand. I've been hurt. Let me answer that question for you before I take the your responsibility as a local church member. It's so funny how you forgive your family member and how you don't forgive your church members. I have my younger brother is very troublesome. No matter what he does, I will forgive him. Am I right? Do you know you have a stronger tie with your kingdom people? Because the only ties you have with your family is by blood. What we have in church is stronger than blood. Amen? There is a common denominating factor that binds us together. Glory to God. He said, I've been offended. Wow, that's good. That you offended, there's not enough reason for you to leave a local church. You know why? People offend you in your office. And you did not resign. I cannot take shit. I cannot take shit. Your boss is older than you are older than your boss, yet you are taking the shit. I know you can't talk to me anymore. You are blabbing because it's the church. There is somebody, you are way, way older than the person. And the person is saying, before 4 p.m. today, you have to submit that report. And you are jittering everywhere. Let's put some senses back home. If I can make peace in my office, if a church member offends me, why can't I let it go? You have transacted business in church. You have made money. Nobody heard. When it went bad, that's when you are shouting. I'm shaking tables, right? Somebody has given you a plug that worked. Plug. Shop plug. What? See, when you find yourself in a local church, hear this, and you recognize a gap, God brought you to that local church to fill that gap. The fact that you can recognize it. Hello? They don't pray. You are a prayer person. Raise the prayer altar. It's so simple. They don't do visitation. God has given you the grace for visitation. Start it. Why are you complaining? Why are you whining? Tell somebody, grow up. Somebody said, I just, as the Spirit leads, you have to be planted. Psalm 92. Am I right? You have to be planted, be nourished, be accountable. How can you? Someone say, I just wake up. I just look at my phone. Which church am I going to attend? You are a prostitute. Prostitute. You have to be planted. Can you wake up and enter any office? Maybe you're a banker. You went to First Bank today. Tomorrow, because Stanbic is close to your eyes, you say, let's stop being childish, man. Say, I serve God in my heart. Tell somebody, okus bokus. Scam. I serve God in my heart. You have hangover. You are recovering from the anger, but the anger say, I serve God in my. Wake up from those slumber. Don't serve God in your heart. You serve God with your heart, with your life, and physically. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. He said they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in the daily sharing of and breaking of bread. There is what fellowship does. I ease your body. You ease my body. There is a fellowship. You're going through a phase, people are standing in the gap for you. You're going through a phase, there is a trial. See, let me tell you this. You are quick to, if you're part of them, stop it. Get your hands on the social media, talk about church. Be very careful. You live in a country that does not capture data. If you know how much life the church has saved, if you know how many families your Federal Minister of Interior has not done anything, how many families that should have gone their separate way by the reason of teaching of God's word, they are still together. Do you know how many people that have gone through hard time that the church has been able to stand with, providing support? How do we capture all of that? How do we capture encouragement? There is a currency in the time during crisis. That is not a, it's not a currency you can trade away when there are problems. How? So be careful. Don't just feel, see, the fact that the church is making mistake, it shows that the church is on the right path. No, it's easy for you to judge because one church did something. You now assume everybody is doing the same thing. Huh? Are we okay? See, don't be emotional when you write those things. Be spiritual. Amen? Don't be emotional when you write those things. Be spiritual about it. Do not be found as a believer in those that easily you can criticize the church. Don't be found. Don't do it. Hear this. The last time I checked, you are not God's Secretary General. Why are you measuring the sin of the men of God? Why? That's not your job description. The scripture says the gift and the callings of God are without repentance. See, be careful how you say those things. Let's get back. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said the church was proposed by God from eternity. Ephesians 3:10 and 11 read that the church was built by Jesus. Matthew 16, he said, when Christ was asking, he said, "What do men think I am?" He said, "You are the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you." Now, he's not saying, he said, the church will be built on the revelation of this truth. Glory to God. Yeah, that's 18. For he said, "And I will also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church." He's not saying Peter. What he's saying is, on the revelation of this truth that was revealed to you, I will build my church. Praise God. Hallelujah. The church was purchased by Jesus' blood. Acts 20, 28. "Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flocks among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Praise God. The church is the household, family, over which God is the Father. The church is the body over which Christ is the head. The church is the kingdom over which Christ rules. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So if this church was eternally set up by God from the foundation of the world, then there must be my duty to the church. Praise God. So just like in a family, you don't need to raise up your hand. You just have that one sister, one brother that will not do anything. Amen? We all have them. They eat, they drop the plates. Some of them, you even help them to flush. You are laughing as if you didn't deal with all these things growing up. You know? So, I'm a bit organized when it comes to my clothes. So I'm just 22 months older than my younger brother. So, virtually, we wear almost the same thing. You know, that in your mind, how many of you in your mind, you've worn that clothes before you went for the event? You don't understand. Am I speaking to people here? That's the way it works for me. I don't have a problem of picking my clothes. I know my clothes. They are not that much. If you come in for a function, I know what I want to wear. So in my mind, I already wore the clothes. So it's easy for me to go and pull it out. It is when you have too much clothes, you are thinking of which one to wear. So I know it's this tie I want to use. I know. I just wear it. So we're sharing the same wardrobe, you know. I'll just get there. I won't see the clothes. And I will see him going out. He didn't wear the clothes. He will come back. I will not see the clothes. 3 days later, I will not see the clothes. Oh, my God. He will be around in January. That guy gave me a headache growing up, man. Gave me serious headache. Serious what? You just... No. He said, did you see me wear it? So, by our age bracket, we obviously have almost same set of friends. So when I wear it, people will say, you're wearing Ayo's clothes. In fact, it was so bad. One of my BJ, he said, Binga, are you the elder one or the younger one? Yeah. Because he was more popular than I do. It was a gangster, you know. So I got into university before him. So when I buy those clothes, he would just wait. Guess what? After packing my clothes, when I get to school, I won't see some. So my grandmother said, "Washimobukatai." If you understand your brother, I should just assume it's part of my problem. So we have them like that. Do we, for any reason, disown them? I love him, he's my brother. He can decide not to call me. You know, those were 1 month. He will just call me. You don't even check on somebody. And I'm the only brother you have. Ask you, hello. I just switch off the phone. This guy, I don't have. He does it. It's 4 weeks. You did not call me. I'm inside cold. Did I send you to London? So we have them. We manage these people. Are we going to have perfect people in church till Jesus comes? No. You hear what Pastor said last week? There is no perfect church. If that church was perfect, the day you enter that church, they are not perfect. Let's assume there was a perfect church. The day you step into that church, becomes imperfect. Are we going to have differences? Capital, yes. But maturity in handling these differences is scripture. That's why we have the word of God. The word of God is a guide. It takes us through how to resolve conflicts. Amen? See, we have the greatest love book that God ever gave us is the Bible. Everything we ever need is in the Bible. Everything. How to live our life, how to guide us. So one of your first responsibilities as a church member is to intentionally grow in your spiritual life. And how do you grow in your spiritual life? Is by attending services. We have to say it. You won't know the impact of what church does to you until you find yourself in a difficult situation. So I was raised in a local church where you don't pray for the convention to happen. You don't look forward to August. I will never forget. It's always August. when they say Happy New Year, I'm thinking about August. Ah! Ibadan. You get there, they start in the morning. The first teaching is 4 hours. And it's 9 days. Yeah, I'm not joking. Joseph knows what I'm talking. The father is an esco. That's why he's always shooting his time. Praise God. If you have stayed in that church for a long time, how can you preach for 1 hour? Ah, they are just doing the preface now. Ah, we shall be examining God's word. When you are examining it, they've not started. So, you know, you don't have a choice. They drag you. You get there. 4 hours. You come back for seminar. Amen? I will never forget. You do seminar from 2 to like 3:30. You take a rest. You come back for Holy Ghost meeting. No, you are sleeping there. It's camp. So after some time, about 3-4 years, so Lagos now, you know, we go in district. Just say, ah. We took ourselves to UI to go and look at the zoo. My mother beat the devil out of me. Do you know those things? Yeah, maybe I was not fully involved in it. Do you know they were seed into my heart? When I got to campus, I couldn't misbehave. I just have this restraining force. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. I couldn't. Hear this, I was on campus for 5 years. I didn't have a girlfriend. I did not see a sister. Mind you, I was the pastor of the fellowship. I did not see, believe me, though they were coming. But we chose not to see. Because our eyes has been sworn to Jesus. How do I tell that I want to marry somebody from, you understand? Praise God. God will give you understanding. You know that part with school, and you see those girls. They are so brilliant, but the exposure level is, praise God. Amen. So I found out that my fellowship with that church kept me. They sustained me. I might not be reading the Bible like Spirit Coco, but those little drop, that is what gatherings of believers does to you. Amen? It sows those seed. Please, never forsake the gathering of the brethren. Never. It has a way of adding value to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said, you intentionally grow in God's word. And how do you do that? You study the word and also see, one of your duties is not to miss services. If you are here, tell somebody they should not miss service. Mm-hmm. So because if you are committed to Christ and Christ honoring church, that commitment to the church will be demonstrated in a variety of ways. You'll be committed member, you'll be devoted to God and the scripture, growing, learning, obeying and sharing God's word. These are the things you will do. It's important. When you're a committed member, you live a life of love. And love means you extend it to someone. And funny enough, as a community of believers, we're doing a little bit. We might not just be everything, but we're doing the little we can. The pandemic struck. As a church, we saw some families, you understand, in the demography and in the profiling, they were not top earners and the church was doing something. That is what the church is all about. It is not a jamboree. Praise God. You look at, just the way you look out for, like I gave you an example, my brother now, if I don't call him, he calls me. We look at, so the question is, how many people have you checked on since you joined this church? Litmus test. See, you are not a friend to someone because of what you want to get from that person. It violates the rule of friendship. Just love up on someone. Check on them, someone. How are they doing? I know some of you, know I can disturb you very well, Abby. I follow you up. I ask you. I pick it up from where we stopped. What's happening? How you doing? You just want to check up on someone. I will share this experience. Just, she was in service today, in Chosen Beach Church. I didn't see her. And that's unlike her. I now sent her a message. How you doing? Ah, she said she resigned from her place of work. It was hectic. And I said, you don't resign without getting another job. Am I right? Even if the stress is much, you pull through. He said, that's okay. In fact, there's no point for this discussion. You have already resigned now. What we should be praying is. So I was in touch. Hey, how are you? Anything coming up? And she got this interview. Now, because I was checking up on her, she told me, I said, okay, let's agree in prayer. And we prayed. And she resumed this Monday. Praise God. See, I'm not a super being. I just like, I've not seen someone. I think I showed you one message last week too. Another one came in. I just check, when I scan through, oh, Shegun's not in church. When I get to my house, oh, how are you? How are you doing? I didn't see in church. Hope all is well. Yeah, I do that. And Pastor calls me at times and say, okay, I've not seen this person. Can you help me check on the person? And all of that. It's important as believers. It's our job description. You want to have your privacy. You want to have your privacy. But when there is a problem, you are not having your privacy. Yeah. See, you don't know the amount of what love can do when you're going through a hard time. You know, when people shower you with love, when people are just there for you, when people check up on you, it has a way of bringing strength. It has a way of giving you hope alive. Let me use the word. So, like Pastor said, that I'm always a rallying point for my friends. Maybe a lot of people say that. I don't know. Because if you are my friend, you are doing a party. If I'm not there, the party has not started. Yeah. I make people happy. And even when I'm going through stops, I have friends that are going through a divorce process. I'm there checking up. Oh, don't let us go this way. The wife, they are separated. I'm talking to the wife. I'm talking to the husband. And when the husband is talking to me, you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying. Okay, let's sit down. And when it's coming too much, I refer them to Pastor Ayo. You know, Pastor Ayo has that grace. Me, I don't. You don't struggle for things. Because if both of you are seated in front of me, I say, do you want to come back or you want to divorce? You take one. This one I will be opening scripture. You know some people, they are so spoiled. You are rubbing them. You know, Brother Adonayo, you know the scripture said, Brother Adonayo, do the right thing. And some people, you have to, are you even thinking right? Do you get what I'm saying? You know some people, they've lived into themselves that the way their brain work, it has shifted. So at times, slap, you can just try to. So, on the lighter mood, there is this brother that one. Somebody said, even when the head was straight, you are not thinking straight. Praise God. So you sit down with Pastor. Say, Pastor, I've had divorce. Yeah, then divorce. It's not hard now. But you know, some people are just call pastors. Call. I don't have tolerance for that. I only help you according to the scripture. If I talk to you one second time, just do what you want to do. I saw how many these kids. The guy said he wanted to hang himself. And the brother-in-law helped him. He said, I'm not hanging. He said, ah! Some people just want attention. They are petty. Yeah, petty. Why did we digress there? So if you're having that in your church, please resolve with your wife and your husband, have a good life. See, if you want to remarry, it's difficult. Yeah, we are speaking from experience. Amen. I wasn't divorced, so praise God. I wasn't divorced. So I enjoyed this love, so I can talk about it. So when my wife passed on 5 years ago, on a Sunday morning, I enjoyed the love from that. Pastor, everybody came to my house. We've been together. People just check up on me. How you doing? You understand? The love was there. During the burial period, the Lighthouse was there for me. The Lighthouse is a good church. I say this here. Not because I'm a pastor now, please. Because I've seen that demonstrated to people that are not pastors. I've seen that. The ministers, Pastor Fakir is always bumping into me, being a half, how are you? You understand what I'm saying? People just check up on me. People just drive to my house that they want to spend time with me. And I'm like, you won't know the value of those things until you find yourself in those shoes. You won't. You can't pay those things back with money. They are priceless. You know, you are just on your own. Somebody is giving you support and all of that. That is what we do as a church. So by next week is Community Day. That's why I will be able to touch up on all of these things. I'm just... A committed member will be actively praying with the church and for the church. 1 Timothy 2:1-8. There is a prayer platform. You belong to this church and you are not there. See, if you are not praying with this church, then where are you praying? Do you have prophets? One of the things we enjoy as a church is prayer and that fellowship. So you should be praying. You should be praying. A lot of things happen in the place of prayer. How many of you agree with me? When people take off your body, people take off your body. You cannot see. Everything is okay. That is why you feel you are fine. May life not hit you. A committed member will be using his or her spiritual gift in ministry. Some of you, there are things you can do. You cannot stroll in and out of church. Go wrong now. Abi, how do you say it? No. See, when God has blessed you, use that gift to bless humanity. That's 1 Peter 4:10-11. A committed member will contribute financially to the local church. People don't want to hear this, but we'll talk about it. You're doing something in your church. You have to be involved. Praise God. A church is a place where you give. You'll be faithful in attending weekly services. You know, when we talk about finances, people, that is the only place people like to attack the church. And I'm just smiling. Okay, let me give you a rundown of what we do, for example, the way we run this. And you know how much the church, I'm speaking for Lighthouse now, praise God. Less is over sometimes 7-8 million. Yeah. But can you quantify the amount of life that has been transformed by this? We can't put a figure to it. I don't know if you know the LACE program we have. Wonderful program. People get blessed. 1 week, we keep students here, 9 to 4. Am I right? We burn the generator back to back for 6 days. Yes. Those facilities, everything is free. Certificate free. I was reading to someone what a Muslim person sent to us, to pastor, that this is the way church should be. Yes. Because we are out to make people's life better. But how do we get these resources? It's through your giving. What you give. So you might think, I'm like, that is what your money does. And good enough for you, you have a pastor that is not greedy. I say this with all sense of humility. Yes. He rather attend to the need of the church than his own personal need. And he has lived this life for us to see. And he cannot be pretending for 13 years now. Abba. If he's pretending, when does he want to live that life now? Accountability. If you want to see the church finances, oh, it's free. You can see it. There is nothing hidden. It's open. The leadership he has portrayed to us is transparent. And we see it. When we have been saying, Pastor, this money is too much. I say his ministry bigger. His ministry. I just delivered him for somebody will come. You didn't come to church for 3 months. So we transferred money to one guy. He has 2 accounts. One in GT, one in UBA. And you know, they did it twice. And I called the guy, you return one. He said he has problem with one of the accounts. I said, the one that you have problem is the one you will keep. The one you don't have problem. And we took it to Pastor. Pastor, we should leave him. That next time when he wants to pay for money, I said, Pastor, So I told the guy, don't ever see Pastor again. See me. And he told somebody, I don't like PG. I said, you cannot like me. So while we're in the hall, we finished a service like this. We found out that Pastor's iPad was missing. He was using an iPad. So we found the guy that stole it. You know, I thought the Pastor makes you feel like a sinner. I'm not joking. And I don't want to look at that side. And he was not a minister then, gave the guy a deadly whack. And one sister, whack. You know, I said, we caught a thief in the house of the Lord. And the owner of the iPad said, why are we beating him? I said, I don't get it. Pastor said, that we should buy him food, that he's hungry, that he's... That is poverty. I think poverty me. I say, Pastor. Bashi, you think I'm feeling bad I beat that guy. You know, every one of us we fail. That sister said, in your group name. And Pastor took him to his office. As only working with Pastor. So we had the hall, our church office was in that mall. Do you know that thing changed my perspective? So because of that event, Pastor said, well, so that people don't think you're a thief, the guy is still a friend to Pastor to date. He has a lot of those friends. And when they come, I don't allow them to see him. That's why some people don't like me, don't worry. Because by far, that's the heart of a shepherd. How many of you know that? He's just like, as a pastor. So I want to tell you something. If you are going out with Pastor, if Pastor says, show me change, man, tell him you don't have money. Because people are doing their work. Why are we giving them money? You don't understand. I'm giving you a expo. If you are working, say, David, show me change, man. He wants to give it to someone. Because we've seized this wallet and card. Because he's a giver. And he lives this thing. That's the way he is. But do you know, actually, when I got home after that incident, are we even supposed to beat a thief in church? I felt bad. I felt bad too, anyway. Because, you know, the first instance was, But that's actually a demonstration of the gospel. We show love. Tell somebody show love. Has anybody ever hurt you? The love of God will wipe away that hurt. And that is why it is, that is why we are believers. Our love work is strong. We are believers. Glory to God. My pastor will always say it's an everlasting gospel. We can't finish preaching it. Praise God. Can you bow your heads wherever you are? This. No. As we take this Ecclesia series, that God will expand your capacity to love, to bear one another, to let go easily. Because if we have all of these things, it will be easy for us to build a vibrant local church. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you because we are renewed. Thank you because from today we make a commitment to you to change our approach and our manners of doing things towards your work. We renew our mind with the word of God this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,